And you take this next number coming up. There was a lot of scatting in this record, which it was done accidentally. You know, we call scat, you know, that's where you run into notes like an instrument, you know. But like the heebies, jeebies, and it's anything in the music, see? Well, that's because I dropped that paper with the lyrics on it. So I started to stop, and Mr. Vaughan, who was the president of the OK Record, he always was around because he liked to be around with record. I don't know, he had a personal liking for my music, same as Mr. Glazer, you know? And so he kept on saying, keep on, keep on. And that's the way we recorded. And when the record was over, Mr. Foran, F-E-R-N, he came out of the control booth and said, Lou Armstrong, this is where scat was born. See? So I said it was okay. I didn't want to get the credit or nothing like that. It happened. And just another tune. But I noticed in Jelly Roll's Library of Congress recordings, he made a statement saying, my homeboy, Lou Armstrong, claims that he was the originator of scat singing, but we were scatting before he was born. And I haven't raised my hand, I haven't said a word. But still in all, that's the world first heard heebie-jeebies with the scatting, regardless of what anybody say. See? And now we'll come up with what I want you to do is play this heebie-jeebies voice so they can realize what we're talking about, the scat singing. That means a lot of syllable things, but you're still playing music. It's musical notes, whatever I'm doing. So try this heebie-jeebies and let the folks dig it.
Thank you.
You see, probably if I hadn't dropped that paper, I'd probably sung that song, you know, the lyrics real straight. And probably a tune would have never been heard of. It's a funny thing about music, see? But it was an international hit by dropping that paper and went into that scatting, you see? And everybody enjoyed it. I still love it whenever I hear it now. And I was lucky enough to get all my records back on tape. When I got my tape recorder, I'd go to some of my friends' homes who had all of my records, and they let me take them on tape, because when I had the real records, bands used to come in from New York to play downtown, like Fletcher's band. After I went back home, I'd give them a party or something like that, and they'd bring chicks and things with them, and everybody that said goodnight had one of my records in their bosoms. So finally I got them. I,